Welcome to Kentucky Horsepower, the official podcast of the Kentucky Automobile Dealers Association. Hi, good day, everyone. This is Jason Wilson, president of the Kentucky Auto Dealers Association, and welcome to another edition of Kentucky Horsepower, the official podcast of KADA. And I'm really excited today. We have some guests with us that I know you all are going to be interested in hearing from as it relates to electronic titling and registration. That has been a big topic of discussion for many years here in Kentucky. We're actually moving forward very nicely on this after passing the necessary legislation. And I thought the time is appropriate here as we are winding down summer to introduce you all to the team that's helping make all this happen and working in concert with the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. So with that, let me just start with some basic introductions and then we'll just jump into it. So joining us here today, I have David Spencer with V2. He is the National Sales Director. Also with V2 is Doug Pillow. He's the Director of Operations in the Midwest. So naturally, Kentucky is one of his states that he would cover and be active in. And then I have LT Slater, who's the Head of Strategic Partnerships with Champ Titles. Gentlemen, thank you for being here and welcome to Kentucky Horsepower.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So let's just jump right into it. And Dave, I'm going to start with you. With V2. And for those who aren't familiar with V2, Dave, I guess I would say go ahead and give sort of your elevator speech here as far as V2's role, what they will be doing in this context in Kentucky, and a little bit about some of the other states you all are active in and what you're doing elsewhere.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We are registration and titling experts nationwide. So we have currently 14 states that we provide electronic registration and titling in, similar to what we're bringing to the state of Kentucky as the 15th state in partnership with CHAMPS. So we not only provide our in-state platforms that provide that real-time registration and titling platform, but also our interstate platforms, which help dealers to register cars outside of their state. So say a dealer is in Kentucky like yourselves and you want to register a car into Texas or California, we have the ability to give you all the forms, fees, and necessary processing of those transactions. We started back in California as our very first state in 2008, grew that state in had 100% participation from dealers at zero dealers, all the way up to now we cover around 78% to 80% of the franchise dealers in California. We quickly expanded our roles out across the state in Montana, Oregon, Colorado, Texas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Indiana. So Kentucky will be our next state. We'll provide that dealer interface that will be fully operational with your DMSs to get integration pulled in, rekeying everything, making it better for the car buying experience, make it easier in your F&I, and definitely easier on the back office.
Great. And for those who don't know, I've known Dave for a number of years and probably about almost 10 years at this point, Dave, and worked together in various aspects from my time in Virginia. So it's a good relationship, and Dave's one of the people that I reached out to early on when we were undertaking this endeavor and need to find the resources of the folks that can actually put this together on the dealer side of things. So Dave, again, thank you for being here. This is a name our members will hear quite a bit moving forward, as is our next guest here that I'll introduce again is LT with Champ Titles. LT, why don't you share with our folks what your side of the house does, if you will, and how this works together?
Sure. Thank you, Jason. As mentioned earlier, I'm the head of strategic partnerships for Champ Titles, and Champ Titles is a software development company founded in 2018 with the exclusive purpose working with more vehicle agencies like the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet for digital services, paperless services to all of the constituents of their motor services. So we will be working on behalf of the transportation cabinet and give our partners at V2 the ability to push information, data, and documents from the dealers in the state into the system of record. So where our customer primarily is really the transportation cabinet and V2's customer is primarily the dealer, it's the partnership between our two organizations that allows for transactions to happen seamlessly and in an entirely electronic way.
Yeah, and look, and this is a really important point in partnership that I want to emphasize for a moment for those listening, is that because of how this is structured, and we all know Kentucky has a lot of counties, 120 to be exact, and a number of these counties don't necessarily do things the same way, right? And I've talked to enough dealers to know that that could be an area of frustration. So it is really a benefit to us to have this program moving forward for a few things. One, CHAMP Title is working closely with the transportation cabinet side of things and the various counties. That's a huge undertaking, as you could imagine. And then V2 being that interface with the dealer side of it. And ultimately what this is going to do as we progress through this is it will provide consistency. It will provide a consistent manner in which vehicles are titled and registered within the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's not going to be a situation where, depending on what county you go to, you do it this way or depending. So this is where I'm excited in that we're going to finally be able to get some consistent activity across the board. Ultimately, this will be done quickly and in real time. And that's where what we're working towards. Hey, Doug, let's have you weigh in here. And because I'd like our folks to know what your role is going to be as the director of operations here in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, so similar to other states in the Midwest that we've brought on, my role will be more once the technology is developed than coming into the dealership and helping educate and set up your dealership to process these titles electronically through our software package. So me and my team probably be the ones that you'll see most face-to-face. When you have issues, we'll be the ones you'll be reaching out to.
Okay. Very good. And I want to mention again, too, that part of what is available right now with V2, and we sent out an announcement on this, is the 50-state titling solution. And a number of dealers have already signed on for that. I believe Dave and Doug, you guys can speak to that, but I know we have some Kentucky dealers that have already come on board. Is that right on the 50 state piece?
Several dealers have already come on board. The nice part is it will be part of the platform that the Kentucky EVR system will be rolled out under. So same login, same feel, same user experience. And they're taking advantage of eliminating that frustration for their clients, finance and registration title clerks today. So that's something you want to take advantage of. I know that we have a strong partnership there. We'd be more than happy to talk to you about it.
Very good. And we'll make sure that contact information will be on this email and this podcast as it gets sent out. So folks that want to look into this, again, 50-state titling can be a very tough thing. And I know a number of our dealers sell all over the country now, which has gotten much more common, obviously, over the last few years. Guys, let's move into the next topic that I know everyone is going to want to be interested in. So what is the time frame? Bearing in mind that we've had dealers that have been hearing about the new CABIS system and literally for years and years and years, many years before my arrival here. So LT, Dave, I'll let you guys take that one, whoever wants to jump in first. Let's talk a little bit about what a potential time frame looks like and then things that are going to be done before it's fully rolled out and active. Let's talk a little bit about that process.
Sure, I can certainly start. You know, we have been working with the transportation cabinet pretty actively over the last, 4 or 5 months to get this system up and running. we are fully engaged with V2 to facilitate the integration between our two businesses so that we can connect the links between the dealer and the state, or the county clerk, if you will. As of right now, the one dependency we don't control is related to the finalization of the CAVIS system becoming the system of record in the state. But where we stand today, we're looking at, you know, late fourth quarter of 2023 for the title and registration system to go live, as well as our electronic lien and title service, which communicates electronically with the lending community and provides some fairly significant benefits to the dealers as well.
Great. That's a really very good to hear, obviously, for our folks who've been waiting on this. Dave, let's talk a little bit about what V2's going to be looking for in the coming months from dealers. I mean, this is one of those things that doesn't just click a button, it rolls out. There's a lot of work that's done ahead of an actual launch. Let's talk about what that looks like from the dealer perspective, what you all will be doing there.
100% right. There's a lot of work that goes in before launch date. And you know, first off, on behalf of both CHAMPS and V2, we sincerely appreciate the Commonwealth of Kentucky helping us to make sure that we're building a system that's going to give you the tools that you need. You know, we both companies really build a product for a nation, but we really scrutinize that down to the state level and its specific needs, and Kentucky has them. So we will continue to you know, reach out to the dealers as we are getting closer and closer to our UI or user interface becoming available and finalized, make sure that we have the right feedback and any adjustments that need to be made. We'll have the process of hiring in-state representatives now. So V2 will have people on the ground being able to support all the dealers that as they come on for training, post-sale report, anything along those, expansions, new rooftops, whatever's needed. So a lot of work that's going in. We really appreciate everyone's willingness to help and invite us into your stores and talk to your folks. That it hasn't quite ended yet. We want to make sure, again, we're delivering the best product possible. And we couldn't do that without you know, CHAMPS help. We can't do that without Jason, KADA's help, and definitely without all the dealers on the call today.
Now, look, yeah, and that's a good point. Go ahead, LT.
Yeah, I was going to say that is really a great point. And, you know, we've not formalized exactly the plan, but when the service does go live, I think the dealers are, you know, encouraged to participate in an early adopter program so we can get direct feedback on things the system does that maybe they'd like to see done differently. We want it to be an inclusive process with the dealers to make sure that collectively V2 and CHAMP are delivering the right product that makes the most sense in Kentucky.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I know both V2 and CHAMP have had some dealer meetings, have had some initial discussions. And the other part of this that we've tried to make it a point to is we understand while the counties often operate in their own unique ways, so too do dealerships. And what we've really tried to do collectively with the help of a number of our board members here that have been involved is get into different stores to see how stores are processing this, whether it be a large group that has a central processing sort of scenario or whether it's individual rooftops, right? This is a, it's important that this system, however it's going to be done ultimately as we work through these items, provides that consistency and user-friendliness for regardless of your size. So I imagine they'll, you know, be on the lookout, speaking to our dealers now to communications from KADA, as we will be seeking probably pilot stores who want to get in early on this and help test this process to make sure it's delivering as it needs to. Guys, I think at this point, I just wanted to, the purpose of this again, was just to introduce the players here, what we have going on currently, what the future looks like. Before we close, is Dave, is there anything else that you'd like to add that maybe we didn't touch on?
We covered the general basis of where we're at, where we're headed. Very excited for the state of Kentucky and all the dealers involved. I know you all have been waiting a lot longer than we have. So we look forward to delivering, you know, what you want to have as soon as possible. We'll keep everybody in communication between LT and I. This won't be the last that you hear from us. You know, we look forward to our next meeting.
Great. LT, any final words on your end?
Yeah, no, I would just mirror what Dave is saying. And you know, I think this is going to be a really exciting change for the state of Kentucky, for the dealers in Kentucky. Not just the ability to submit title transfer application and all the associated documents electronically, but also in creating a more efficient review process, we should get much better service from the transportation cabinet, the county clerks, in terms of turning around titles and getting things in your hands in a far more efficient way, which is going to allow the dealers to offer a better customer experience. And, you know, we're just excited to be a part of the project.
Great. Doug, before we go, I know you're, if not in a process, close to being in a process as far as building a team here in Kentucky. Any final word on that?
No, as it gets closer to the end of the year, we'll start building our team, and we look forward to working with everyone in the state of Kentucky.
Very good. And look, I'll also say this. The best source of new employees, as we know, this is a tough hiring climate right now. So to our dealers listening, if you have somebody in mind that think could be a great candidate, calling on dealers and explaining the features and benefits of electronic titling registration, feel free to reach out to me directly, as we are going to start looking to build this team, and it's going to be your team here in Kentucky. So would love to get referrals from you all of folks that we can consider that are going to cover the entire Commonwealth of Kentucky. So gentlemen, with that, I think we'll close things off here. I appreciate the time. And as somebody said, this is not the last time we'll be speaking to this, as we'll continue this conversation and update as needed. So folks, stay tuned. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Kentucky Horsepower, and we'll see you down the road.